Page 97. Peer-to-peer meeting. In some cases, if your provider asked UHA to cover a service or supply that was denied, they can ask for a peer-to-peer meeting. This means they can ask to talk to our medical director about the denial. If fitting, UHA will schedule a time to talk. You may still file an appeal while your doctor works on this. Non-emergent medical transportation, NEMT, denials. There are times when requests for NEMT will be denied. Members have the right to file a grievance or appeal about anything related to their services. UHA follows the same process for NEMT grievances, appeals or reconsiderations, with these differences. Before mailing out your NOABD, UHA must provide a second review by another employee when the first reviewer denies the ride. UHA will send out the NOABD within 72 hours of the denial. This letter will go out to you and the provider or other third party you were scheduled to see. Billing information. We strongly urge you to call customer care at 541-229-4842 before you agreed to pay a provider. If your provider asks you to pay a copay, do not pay it. Ask the office staff to call UHA. UHA pays for all covered services in accordance with the prioritized list of health services, see page 35 and page 7879. For a brief list of benefits and services that are covered under your OHP benefits with UHA, who also covers case management and care coordination, see pages 71 to 77. If you have any questions about what is covered, you can ask your PCP or call UHA customer care. No UHA in-network provider or someone working for them can bill a member, send a member's bill to a collection agency, or maintain a civil action against a member to collect any money owed by UHA for services you are not responsible for. Members are never charged for rides to covered appointments. See page 131-133. Members may ask to get reimbursements for driving to covered visits or get bus passes to use the bus to go to covered visits.